So this morning, we're having a number of discussions on things that impact us as a society. So the three topics that we chose were loneliness, fear, and despair. And these are things that we find ourselves dealing with as a society as we progress, quote unquote. We're finding that we're less attached, less able to communicate with people on a deep level. And so today's, my discussion is loneliness. Is there any hope? So what causes anxiety in our lives or loneliness in our lives? There are three major circumstances: loneliness, fear, and despair. So believe it or not, we're at a time when we are the most connected as people ever. Most of us have a phone in our pocket or some device that enables us to instantly communicate with somebody around the world, across the street, or right in the front pew. So if I needed to, I could pull my phone out and send a text to Miara saying, you know, I'm too loud or whatever. But we have that ability to communicate with each other. But what do we do with that ability? Do we actually interact with each other on a deeper level, or is it more superficial? And the research shows that 20% of Americans feel lonely. And increasing numbers of these are the younger generations and the older generations. And in cities, loneliness is almost at epidemic levels. And you would wonder, you are surrounded by, let's pick New York City for a minute, 12 million people. Somebody in the midst of 12 million people feels more lonely than somebody who lives in Chester with 3,200 people. So what's the problem? Well, the result of loneliness is an unpleasant emotional response to isolation. And that leads to anxiety, anger, resentment, withdrawal. We all have these feelings of loneliness, and sometimes we can't help it, but other times it's something that we bring upon ourselves at times. But the results of this is depression and suicide, and the studies have shown that loneliness has a greater impact on lifespan than smoking 15 cigarettes a day or obesity. So if you can imagine that statistic, the number of people that are lonely and the increased rate of death as a result of that, it's at a crisis proportion. So there's a couple of things that modern philosophers have tried to help us think about. Existentialism is a thought that we are born alone, we live alone, and we die alone. And we have no hope. We have no reason to live. There's nothing that really brings us any satisfaction. And so we are looking for the meaning of life. We're looking for opportunities to make something of ourselves. And we try various means of doing that. Some people pursue that happiness through family or through their career or through fame or fortune, or you can name any of the things that we spend our time on trying to fill that hole that is within us that causes us, when we are in times of reflection and introspection, to say, what is it all about? Does anybody really care for me? Does anybody really love me? And I was reading and watching some videos of people who expressed this deep-seated loneliness, this despair that they felt, that they were all alone. So why do we have that? What is it about us as people that brings us to this point? We don't have anything that actually fills that void. So what's the solution? Well, each of us has a deep desire to be known and understood. You know, I walked out of my house this morning to open up the poultry, and I live in a beautiful spot. And there wasn't a cloud in the sky. The sun was just coming up. It was just gorgeous. And I was home by myself because the rest of my family was on overnights working, and I wasn't there. It's like, I wish I had somebody I could share this with. And sometimes we have that response where we have something, some deep desire or some deep thought we want to share. We want to connect with somebody who will understand us and who will listen to us. And we don't have that because the only one who can fill that void is God himself. And he's designed us for that purpose. He's brought us to that point where we have that longing for that deep relationship. And nobody and no thing can fill that hole that we have in us. So God may be calling you to himself. If you have these feelings, and we all do, sometimes it's more intense than others, but we all have these feelings of loneliness. We all have this desire to be known and loved and understood. And God, as our creator, has that intimate knowledge. He knows us, he loves us, he understands us. And he's actually put us in the places that we are for his purposes, perhaps to draw you to him or to help you to live your life in a way that matches his design. So if we recognize the loneliness that we feel and the issues that we're facing as kind of a call from God, you know, I liken it to a mother whose little son or daughter is not paying attention to them and is about to wander into the street. The mother is not going to say, well, little Johnny will learn his lesson when he gets hit by the truck that's coming by. No. The mother is going to yell and scream and do whatever she can do to get that little boy's attention so he doesn't run into the road. And that's what God may be doing. He may be a little more subtle than that, but also that's his intent, is to call us into a relationship with him. So a couple of verses dealing with this. Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And that's the important part of this. I mean, it's all important, but the part that I wanted to share with you was God will be with you wherever you go. So if you are feeling in the bottom of the deepest ocean as far as loneliness goes or what's going on in your life, God is there with you. If you are at that mountaintop high, God is with you there as well. The next one is Psalm 68, and I'm going to read the first six verses. May God arise, may his enemies be scattered, may his foes flee before him. As smoke is blown away by the wind, may you blow them away. As wax melts before the fire, may the wicked perish before God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God, sing praise to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord, and rejoice before him. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing. But the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. Psalm 147, 1 through 4. Praise the Lord, how good it is to sing praises to our God, how pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. And this is the part I want you to pay attention to. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. So there is hope for the lonely. God himself will be our God. The Holy Spirit will be our comforter. And Jesus, our Savior, will give us the hope of eternal life. And we need to call on God for comfort in times of loneliness. We have opportunities throughout the week as a church body to meet together. But we can invite people who may be lonely. We can take that step and walk across the room and sit with somebody. I watched this video this morning of these I guess I'm going to call them elderly people who are sitting in a cafe by themselves, and they unleashed a whole bunch of eight-year-olds. And these kids went up one to each person, and it was like you could just see the smiles come and the light turned on. And that's what it takes. It takes that simple step to go and talk to somebody and just ask how you're doing. How can I make your life better? How can I help you out? And that's what God is calling us to do. So when you're feeling discouraged, maybe somebody else is feeling discouraged, and you can comfort each other. And we can encourage those who are around us each step of the way. So I'm going to leave it there. I will close this in prayer. The next, the music team will come up, and then we'll sing our last song and take a five-minute break. And I encourage you, if you would like to hear the next message on fear, Rod will bring that to us in a few minutes. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word and the promises that you make. You are our Father to the fatherless. You are the defender of the widow and the orphan. Lord, help us to see your purpose in our lives and to know you as a source of meaning. And help us to glorify you with all our hearts. And help us to encourage those around us that they may do the same. They may come to know you and glorify you and serve you and worship you as God and Creator. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.